Trump admin releases new dietary guidelines. The Trump administration on January 7th unveiled new dietary guidelines that will affect the food served to millions of Americans. The 10-page guidelines emphasize protein, dairy, healthy fats, fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, who formed the new guidelines at the direction of President Donald Trump, told a press conference in Washington that their message was simple: eat real food. The new guidelines recognize that whole, nutrient-dense food is the most effective path to better health and lower health care costs, Kennedy said. For decades, under both Republicans and Democrats, federal incentives have promoted low-quality, highly processed foods and pharmaceutical interventions instead of prevention, Rollins said. As a result, nutrient-dense whole foods grown by America's farmers and ranchers have been increasingly displaced. The Trump administration is acutely aware of this danger, and today this announcement is making a major step in doing something about it. The guidelines advise Americans to eat the right amount based on factors such as age and weight. They say people should prioritize protein at every meal and consume a variety of protein, including meat, beans, and nuts. The guidelines say people should consume full dairy products without added sugars. They also say people should eat a variety of fruits and vegetables throughout the day, eat whole grains, and incorporate healthy fats such as eggs and avocados into their diet. While promoting saturated fats, the guidelines warn that they should not exceed 10% of daily calories. Most Americans' calories come from ultra-processed foods such as pizza and soda, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The guidelines advise limiting highly processed foods, added sugars, and refined carbohydrates such as white bread. No amount of added sugars or non-nutritive sweeteners is recommended or considered part of a healthy or nutritious diet, the guidelines state. The guidelines also advise people to limit alcohol. The new guidelines will affect millions of people, including children in public schools, troops in the military, veterans at Veterans Affairs facilities, and people served through federal programs for lower-income families, such as Head Start. Dietary guidelines are issued by the U.S. government every 5 years. The previous version, published in 2020, runs 164 pages and includes advice to limit sugary foods and drinks. A 421-page draft provided to officials from an advisory committee in 2024 included recommendations such as eating less meat, avoiding full-fat dairy products, and consuming more lentils and other plant-based proteins. The updated guidelines are aimed at tackling rising health problems in the country, officials said. That includes rising obesity rates, Kennedy's department said in a fact sheet. The American Medical Association and American Academy of Pediatrics provided input on the guidelines, Kennedy said. Dr. Bobby Muckamala, president of the Medical Association, said in a statement that the guidelines rightfully call for limiting highly processed foods, sweetened beverages, and sodium. The guidelines affirm that food is medicine and offer clear direction patients and physicians can use to improve health, he said, adding that the association is pledging to help doctors work to translate up-to-date science into healthcare decisions. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, on the other hand, said that the guidelines correctly limited alcohol and streamlined advice, but should be modified to warn against consuming animal protein and dairy products. Americans already get enough protein, Dr. Neil Barnard, president of the group, said in a statement. If the guidelines are going to push for increased protein consumption, it should come from plants.